You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about Elon Musk's lawsuit that isn't going well. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Soon after Elon Musk took control of Twitter, now called X, the platform faced a massive problem. Advertisers were fleeing. But that, the company alleges, was someone else's fault. On Thursday, that argument went before a federal judge who seemed skeptical of the company's allegations that a nonprofit's research tracking hate speech on X had compromised user security and that the group was responsible for the platform's loss of advertisers. The dispute began in July when X filed suit against the Center for Countering Digital Hate, a nonprofit that tracks hate speech on social platforms, and had warned that the platform was seeing an increase in hateful content. Musk's company alleged that CCDH's reports cost it millions in advertising dollars by driving away business. It also claimed that the nonprofit's research had violated the platform's terms of service and endangered user security by scraping posts using the login of another nonprofit, the European Climate Foundation. In response, CCDH filed a motion to dismiss the case, alleging that it was an attempt to silence a critic of X with burdensome litigation using what's known as a strategic lawsuit against public participation, or SLAPP. On Thursday, lawyers for CCDH and X went before Judge Charles Breyer in the Northern California District Court for a hearing to decide whether X's case against the nonprofit will be allowed to proceed. The outcome of the case could set a precedent for exactly how far billionaires and tech companies can go to silence their critics. This is really a slap suit disguised as a contractual suit, says Alejandra Caraballo, clinical instructor at Harvard Law School's cyber law clinic. X alleges that the CCDH used the European Climate Foundation's login to a social network listening tool called Brandwatch, which has a license to access X data through the company's API. In the hearing Thursday, X's attorneys argued that CCDH's use of the tool had caused the company to spend time and money investigating the scraping, for which it also needed to be compensated on top of payback for how the nonprofit's report spooked advertisers. Judge Breyer pressed X's attorney, Jonathan Hawk, on that claim, questioning how scraping posts that were publicly available could violate users' safety or the security of their data. If CCDH had scraped and discarded the information, or scraped that number and never issued a report, or scraped and never told anybody about it, what would be your damages? Breyer asked X's legal team. Breyer also pointed out that it would have been impossible for anyone agreeing to Twitter's terms of service in 2019, as the European Climate Foundation did when it signed up for Brandwatch, years before Musk's purchase of the platform, to anticipate how its policies would drastically change later. He suggested it would be difficult to hold CCDH responsible for harms it could not have foreseen. Twitter had a policy of removing tweets and individuals who engaged in neo-Nazi, white supremacists, misogynists, and spreaders of dangerous conspiracy theories. That was the policy of Twitter when the defendant entered into its terms of service, Breyer said. You're telling me at the time they were excluded from the website, it was foreseeable that Twitter would change its policies and allow these people on? And I am trying to figure out in my mind how that's possibly true because I don't think it is. Speaking after the hearing, Imran Ahmed, CEO of CCDH, was optimistic about the direction of the judge's inquiry. We were particularly surprised by the implication in X Corp's argument today that it thinks the CCDH should somehow be on the hook for paying for X Corp to help neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and misogynists escape scrutiny of their reprehensible posts, he says. We can't help but note that X Corp really had no response to our assertion that Musk changed X's policies to reinstate white supremacists, neo-Nazis, misogynists, and other propagators of hateful and toxic content. Breyer did not indicate Thursday when he would rule on whether the case would move forward. After taking over Twitter in late 2022, Musk fired much of the company's trust and safety team, which kept hateful and dangerous content as well as disinformation off the platform. He then also offered amnesty to users who had been banned for violating the platform's policies. CCDH is among a number of organizations and academics who have published evidence showing that X has become a haven for harmful and misleading content under Musk's watch. The suit against CCDH was just one of many ways in which platforms have sought to limit transparency in recent years. X now charges $42,000 for access to its API, making analyzing data from the platform financially inaccessible to many researchers and members of civil society. For its part, Meta has wound down CrowdTangle, a tool that allowed researchers and journalists to track the spread of its posts and cut off researchers at New York University who were studying political ads and COVID-19 disinformation. Both Meta and X filed suit against Bright Data, a third-party data collection service for scraping their platforms. In January, Meta's case against Bright Data was dismissed. The Facebook and Instagram terms do not bar logged-off scraping of public data. Perforce, it does not prohibit the sale of such public data, wrote U.S. Federal Judge Edward Chen in his verdict. The terms cannot bar Bright Data's logged-off scraping activities. Bright Data spokesperson Jennifer Burns calls the platform's suits against the company an effort to build a wall around publicly available data. Caraballo of Harvard Law School says Elon Musk appears to have decided lawsuits are a good strategy for silencing critics of his social platform. In November, X filed a lawsuit against the watchdog group Media Matters for America, accusing the group of trying to drive advertisers away from the platform by reporting how ads appeared next to neo-Nazi content. The suit was filed in Texas, where anti-SLAPP laws that can be used to squash frivolous lawsuits do not apply in federal court, which will make it more difficult for the case to be dismissed, says Caraballo. I think it's incredibly concerning that this is part of the broader pattern, because these are the mechanisms that hold powerful companies accountable, she says. She guesses that while X might be able to move forward with a narrow version of its claim that CCDH breached its terms of service, most of the claims will get tossed out. Make sure to listen to our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, security researchers created an AI worm in a test environment that can automatically spread between generative AI agents, potentially stealing data and sending spam emails along the way. Checking in on Wired Science, a tragic tower block fire is exposing the world's failing fire regulations. And on Wired Security, Russia attacked Ukraine's power grid at least 66 times to freeze it into submission. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.